All right, in this segment, ladies and gentlemen, students and friends, we try to answer the question, why? Why is English so crazy? Like, why is quicksand so slow? And why do we park in a driveway but drive in a parkway? Yeah, English is crazy. And I know if you're studying it or teaching it, you know how crazy English is. So today we're going to take a look at an expression. The expression is bury the hatchet. Bury the hatchet. Now, you're going to say, what does bury mean and what does hatchet mean? Okay, so two new words. Bury means to dig into the ground and put something in there and then cover it with the dirt. So, for example, a dog. A dog often buries his or her bone in the ground. Yeah. And a hatchet is like a small axe that you cut down a tree with. So an axe is very, very big and you cut the tree down, but a hatchet is kind of small. So you cut kind of the small pieces of wood from the tree. So that's what bury and hatchet means. But the expression bury the hatchet is a crazy one. Yeah, bury the hatchet means to kind of end a conflict or to make peace with somebody, like your enemy. So if you're fighting against somebody and you decide to stop fighting, you want to make peace and be friends with them, you say, hey, let's bury the hatchet. Now, where did this expression come from? Because it's kind of a, like, what? You make peace by burying a little tiny axe? Yeah, you do. Well, it came about in English in the 1600s. All right, when the early Puritans, the Puritans were like the Pilgrims. So they were a group of Englishmen that first came to America, and they were having peace talks with Native Americans. All right, so the Native Americans that were here in North America met the Puritans, and they made a peace agreement, and they agreed not to fight the Native Americans, which, you know, if you know your history, that didn't last very long. But anyways, during the conflict, the chiefs of the tribes of the Native Americans, they buried all of their hatchets and knives and clubs and all of their weapons in the ground as kind of a symbol to show that they were making peace. And from that gesture came the expression, bury the hatchet. And now you know.
Have you subscribed to James's newsletter? When you subscribe, you will receive a free Study It ESL textbook. Visit www.thejamesriceshow.com for more information and join today.